We're here on KSOM as Underwood getting ready to take on Orange City Unity Christian in the 2A state semifinals. And the head coach for the Eagles, Andy Van Fossen, joins us now. And coach, how are you feeling as you come into this matchup against the Knights?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we're definitely excited. You know, you and I have talked quite a bit this year, and you know, we've kind of said the surprise factor, the excitement factor, or the we didn't expect to be here factor, and it's still kind of the way it is. You know, we're fortunate to get through a good Cascade team on Tuesday, and put ourselves in this position. So, it's one of those things now. You know, we're excited. It's an opportunity, and you know, win or lose, you know, we're going to play a lot of kids that, are definitely going to help us out in the future. And if you want to build a program, I guess that's kind of how you do it, is get yourself in these situations where you can give the younger guys a shot.
Well, the younger guys have gotten a shot and they've come through. It's amazing how maybe unlikely heroes to come through in the clutch for you, and the postseason is always a time for them to shine. And that certainly was the case in Gavin Miles when he got a 1-2 pitch and drilled it over the left field fence for a 3-run home run, the only offense in the game to beat the Cougars. What can you say about Gavin and that particular moonshot by him?
First off, I'm very, very excited for him, very, very happy for him. I mean, you could tell how happy he was running around the bases. You know, there's some pictures out there on the internet with the team surrounding him, you know, him coming to touch home plate. We had practice this morning and asked him, you know, if he got any sleep, and he was like, "Oh no, not really." And I said, "Okay, well," I said, have you seen it yet? Seen the pictures or seen the TV view of it? And he said, "Yeah," he goes, "but honestly, I blacked out after I hit it." So hopefully he's obviously going to remember that for the rest of his life. And like you said, you know, we've had some younger guys step up, I guess it was just kind of his turn yesterday.
Well, yeah, and what can you say about your freshmen here? I mean, Hudson Ross and Miles, and you have to – Ryan Fletcher has seen some time. Maddox McHaleson, your starting catcher. They've been thrust into the lineup. This is a state tournament team and a defending state champs, and you've needed those freshmen to produce, and they've been able to find ways to produce.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, you said exactly right. You know, that they didn't have a choice. You know, we would rather, you know, play some older guys if necessary. But our philosophy has always been, you know, if you're one of the best ones, then we're going to play you. It doesn't matter. And you know, some of these guys, you know, like Maddox is caught in the past, but he's, you know, played a lot more outfield. Obviously Blake and Ryan, on the mound, haven't thrown except for this year varsity innings. And then you've got Hudson, you know, who's been asked to play basically four different positions, you know, the corner outfield spots, actually five, center field, shortstop and pitch. So, you know, these guys have been thrown into it. Honestly, you know, their numbers aren't going to light up the TV or the radio or whatever. You know, they're not going, "Oh my gosh, you know, this is what this kid's doing," and so on. But they do just enough to get the job done. And that's not necessarily a slight towards them. That's just, we want them to do what they're capable of doing. And, you know, if we thought, hey, you know, you need to hit 10 home runs and drive in 50, you know, okay, well then that's what we expect you to do. But when they're freshmen, you know, they haven't matured yet physically. You know, like you said, they are on a state tournament team. There's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of, kind of self-doubt in some of those situations. I mean, I think that's just a natural occurrence, but they've been able to really, you know, lean on other guys and win on the team, and when the situation has come up and they've been asked to do something, they've been able to execute at a high level.
So the other freshman I didn't mention, of course, is Blake Prentzel. He would be in the mix now to start. You use Garrett Lutt in the first round. You know, who do you go to here in the semifinals, and how do you feel about your pitching staff here against the Knights?
You know, it's kind of funny because, you know, just after the game yesterday and then answering a couple texts and, you know, and then the question you just posed, you know, well, what about with Garrett? When you're in a one-and-done type situation and there's a lot of variables involved. But with the way the pitch counts and everything are set up, and knowing like yesterday, you know, what type of offensive team Cascade has, you can't really put yourself in a position to worry about the amount of pitches. I mean, I've seen it before where, you know, a coach has pulled their pitcher because he wants to save them and they end up losing. And, you know, the way the pitch count's set up with the 2A level, you know, you play Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, you can only throw 40 pitches or 39 pitches, and, you know, and then you have to have 2 days rest. And it just, okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're going to put you in here, but if we put you in, that means you're not going to throw till Friday. Well, you're not guaranteed that you're going to make it till Friday, so you've got to give yourself a chance, and the best chance you have is to win that first game. So that's what we did with Garrett. Now, with that being said, we also have a lot of confidence in Blake. You know, he's kind of our quasi number two. He threw the district final against Trainer. He threw three innings there. And then he threw, you know, in our two losses to MOC Floyd Valley, who was a sub-state team, and Bedford, you know, who was a senior-dominated team. So, you know, we expect him to go out and command the zone, to throw strikes. And if he can do that, you know, to hold a really good Unity team down, you know, for a couple innings or so, then that kind of opens up some options for us later on. But ultimately, you know, it's got to start with Blake throwing strikes and changing speeds and us helping him out and making plays in the field.
Well, and they use their number one as well, Graydon Van Essen. He went over the pitch count. He would be able to pitch on Friday, but he can't pitch against you. They'd have a couple of other options. And Dylan Bozma, who's got a 2.30 ERA, and Austin Hall, who's got a 3.15 earned run average. So what's your scouting report say about the Knights and what you're going to have to face?
Well, I think, you know, first off, they're extremely athletic. You know, I don't know if you can have a rivalry, you know, building on the other side of the state or on the, you know, a different part of the state. But, you know, we've seen each other last year in the quarterfinals, obviously this year in the semifinals, and then they played 2 years ago. They played in the first round of state basketball. So they're familiar with each other. They're very, like I said, they're very, very athletic. I think we'll see the Dylan Bozma. We saw him last year, and that's the only reason I don't think we may not see him, is just because we did see him last year. He's fastball, curveball. He's not going to overpower you, but really depends on his curveball to get out. If we don't see him, like you said, it might be the Hall kid or Van Essen, who is their other first baseman, or he's their first baseman. The wild card in all this is the other Bozma. His first name escapes me, but he's a Northwest college or university recruit in Orange City to play football. But he's a low to mid 80s pitcher with a slider that he throws, you know, 90% of the time. So he's more of a closer type guy. Offensively, you know, like I said, many times, you know, they're athletic. They can hit the ball. They played a very, very difficult schedule this year, much more difficult than last year, you know, which is his, you know, put them in a position where they're going to be ready for really, you know, pretty much anything. But, you know, kind of like we saw yesterday, it's going to come down to execution. You know, you've got to throw the ball, you got to catch the ball, and you got to hit the ball. And you know, if we can limit what they do, and we can, you know, put a few hits together and make some plays, and our pitchers throw strikes, you know, we should have a decent ball game tomorrow.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck here against Unity Christian. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Andy Van Fossen, head coach for Underwood Baseball, with us here on KSOM.